Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 15th parak of Maseches Yevamos, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet. So again, we're talking about the Eidos of an Isha that her husband is dead. So usually when a woman's husband dies, she gets to collect her ksuba. So the Mishnah's going to have Machlokas, whether the only knowledge that her husband is dead comes from her, whether she's going to be allowed to collect her ksuba. So Be'ezhaim Omrim, Tina Sivititil Ksuba. So that, look, if we're going to let her get remarried based on her testimony that he's dead, we're going to let her collect her ksuba based on her testimony that he's dead. Then no, she can get remarried, but she cannot actually collect her ksuba. You know, the chamim allow us to rely on her testimony so that she will not be in aguna. But whether she has a few extra shekels in her pocket is not going to affect her igun status. So Amar Lan Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, Hitartem erva chamura lo tatiru es hamamon hakal. But if you're relying on her testimony for such a dvarma, for such heavy, weighty matters like erva, you're not going to rely on her testimony for dinei mamonos. So the Beis Hillel said back to the Beis Shammai, we find that the brothers of the husband do not get their inheritance based on her own testimony, meaning they can't claim their Yerusha unless two witnesses say that he's dead. So apparently when it comes to dinei Yerusha, she does not have ne'amanos. So Beis Shammai said right back, but even within the agreement of the ksuba, it seems that she'd be able to collect shu kosivla, because part of what he commits to in the ksuba, that if you get married to somebody else, you're then entitled to collect the ksuba. So it automatically, by allowing her to get married to someone else, it automatically triggers a chiyuv of payment to the ksuba. They still was moved by this argument, and therefore they too ultimately paskin like the shita of the Beis Shammai. It's not only the woman who can testify that the husband is dead. Anyone who's usually a pasula aid can come to Beis Din and say that it could be another woman or it could be an eved that can come to Beis Din and say that the husband is dead. So the Mishnah talks about who is believed as neid echad to say that the husband is dead. Hakol ne'amanim la'ha'ida. Anyone is believed to testify that the husband is dead in order to allow her to get remarried, chutz mechamosa, except for her mother-in-law, uvas chamosa, her mother-in-law's daughter, meaning her husband's sister, vitzarasa, the other wife of her husband, viyavimta, her sister-in-law, meaning her husband's brother's wife, ubas baila, and her stepdaughter, meaning a lot of times those relationships are a little contentious, and we're concerned that they're going to make up a lie that the husband is dead just to cause her to get remarried illegally. And then when the husband comes back, she's going to be kalad racham e'iluba. We're going to throw the book at her and give her all the chumras on all the sides. But those five women are ne'emanos if they bring the wife a get from Medina Seyam and say that this is in fact a kosher get. Ma ben get l'misa. Why is it that we believe them to bring a get, but we don't believe them to testify about misa? Shaksav mochiach. Because the get, it's not their word alone that we're trusting. They actually have a document. They have something in hand that seems to verify that they're telling the truth. Eid Omer Meis Venises. What if one aid comes and says the husband is dead and she gets remarried based on the testimony of that aid? Uba Acher V'Amar Lomes. And then another witness comes and says, no, he's not dead. I just had lunch with him yesterday. Harezo Lo Teitze. She could stay married to the man she got remarried to, even though the Chachamim believe in Eid Echad to say that a man died. A witness, an Eid Echad who says a man did not die, is not granted the same level of Ne'amanos. So we believe the first guy because Kol Makom Sheimina Torah Eid Echad Harekan Shnayim. Whenever we believe in Eid Echad, we treat that Eid Echad like Shnei Eidim. So we treat that as a case as two Eidim saying that the husband died and one Eid saying that he didn't die. Eid Omer Meis Ushnayim Omer Lo Meis. If one Eid says that he died, but two Eidim say he did not die, then even if she already got remarried, she's going to have to get divorced, because two Eidim certainly have more ne'emanos than the single Eid, and therefore she has no right to be remarried. If two Eidim say that the husband died and one Eid said that he did not die, then she's even allowed to get married in such a case, because she's got two real Eidim saying that her husband is dead dead, and there's only one aid on the other side. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Gimel we said that Beis Shammai holds that when a woman is allowed to get remarried, she could collect her ksuba too, but Beis Hillel initially said that she cannot. Beis Shammai made the argument that if we're going to trust the woman about the death of her husband with regard to our rayos, shouldn't we all the more so trust her with regard to dina mamnus? So Beis Hillel said, not necessarily. We don't trust the woman as far as the dina mamnus of the brothers. So then Beis Shammai tried a different argument. He said, but if you look at the actual ksuba agreement, the ksuba says that when she gets remarried to somebody else, she collects the ksuba, and that ultimately convinced the Beis Hillel that the Beis Shammai is correct, that if she's allowed to get remarried, she's also allowed to collect her ksuba. And then in Mishnah Dalet we said that any woman can come and say that this woman's husband died, except for the five women with whom she has a contentious relationship. Now those very same five women are believed to bring a get in Medina Siam, because then they have an actual physical thing in hand. And then the Mishnah discussed what happens if you have conflicting testimony. So we said if you have one aid that says that the husband died and she already got remarried, and another aide said that he didn't die, she could stay remarried. If one aide says that he died and two say that he didn't die, then she's going to have to get divorced. But if two aides say that the husband is dead and only one aide said that he's not dead, then she'd even be allowed to get remarried lichadchila. Okay, Bashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Tesvav, Mishnah Hey.